Dear God, what's in it for me? It seems to me that your promises are really slow in materializing. No offense, but I don't want to wait till I die to get some form of satisfaction. Lately, I've been reading about the fruits of the Spirit. Those first three, love, joy, peace, seem a little ambiguous. The truth is, I'm not really big on fruits or vegetables either. When can I get the meat and potatoes? Don't get me wrong, love, joy, and peace are something that I notice when I don't have it. But when I read those words going by, they just sit there. I need something to do. And let me just say, a lot of the things that I do in the name of love don't bring a lot of peace. The songs I always hear are love hurts, and if you love somebody, set them free, and then they don't come back. And then you're singing, I can't make you love me if you don't. And then I read, no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. Why am I the one that has to lay down his life? And didn't you already die for me? Why would somebody need to do it again? And by the way, I think you should have started the fruits of the Spirit with patience. Because right now, it's starting to feel like a disclaimer. No, you're not going to get love, joy, or peace for some time. And the only joy I know is a baby kangaroo. I had kangaroo meat once. Tastes like chicken. In 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about the milk and the meat of the word. And then he says, you can't handle the meat because you're carnal. You're still dealing with envy and strife and divisions. So I'm supposed to be on a milk diet just because I still have strife in my life? I'm starting to look pretty emaciated. In Matthew, it says that as my heavenly dad, I can ask you for bread and you won't give me a stone. It also says that if I ask my heavenly dad for good things, you would be glad to give them to me. I don't want you to think that I'm ungrateful. I really appreciate that you are my bread of life, but I was wondering if it could come with a T-bone steak. Thanks for letting me share. Amen. Sometimes I'm just afraid to ask God for stuff. Because it already feels like I ask him for everything all the time. You ever wondered if God hears you the way you used to talk to your mom? Mom, mama, mom, mom, mom. I'm surprised God hasn't made me stand in a corner. You're listening to prayers you won't hear in church. And you know you couldn't talk to God like this if you weren't his kid. Yeah, God wants to give us good things, but he knows that if he gives us everything, that we'd be just asking for sugar all the time. Now thanks for lending an ear at NutshellSermons.com and supporting your lunatic friend.